Interestingly, we have within Islam, there are many groups and many sects who have a faulty understanding of Tawheed. And from those groups are the groups that are known as the Ash'aris, the Ash'a'ira, and their understanding of Tawheed, they err in this, and they say that Tawheed, or they say that the meaning of La ilaha illallah is that there is no one who is able to make ikhtira' except Allah. This is their interpretation of La ilaha illallah, which means that there is no one who has the power to invent or to create except Allah. And unfortunately, this step, and this comes itself from the Ash'ari textbooks, and this is a mistake and an error, and this means that the meaning of the kalima is that there is no creator except Allah. And as we've seen, the mushriks of Mecca, in all those verses, they didn't dispute the fact that Allah is the creator. Neither do the Jews dispute that Allah is the creator. Neither do the Christians dispute that Allah is the creator. Neither do most or all religions deny that there is an overall supreme creator. So this statement of the Ash'aris, this is an error. And I'm going to bring you some quotations here from one of the earliest scholars of the Ash'aris, and he is Al-Qadi Abu Bakr Al-Baqilani. He is someone who died in the year 403 Hijrah. He died in the year 403 Hijrah. And Al-Baqilani, Al-Qadi Abu Bakr Al-Baqilani, he is the one who actually wrote the book that is really the foundation of what became known as the Ash'ari Madhab. The Ash'ari Madhab. This book is called At-Tamhid. And he had another book called Al-Insaf. And within this book we see, and I'm going to quote here from Al-Insaf, and the purpose in bringing these quotations to you is to prove that the early Ash'ari scholars, they understood that the call of the messengers, what they called to, was to worship Allah alone. At least in the book of Al-Qadi Abu Bakr Al-Baqilani. And the reason why I'm going to bring these quotations is because today when you speak to a lot of these people who have this Sufi, Ash'ari inclination, they will say to you that this understanding of Tawheed that you are bringing, that there is Tawheed Ar-Rububiyya, and there is Tawheed Al-Uluhiyya, and there is Tawheed Al-Asma wa Sifat, that this is an innovation. That this is something new. This is something that was brought by Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah in the 7th century or 8th century. Or it was something brought by Shaykh al-Islam Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab rahimahullah in the 17th century. They make these claims. And this claim is false. And the early Ash'ari scholars, even if we disagree with them because they have deviation in the field of Allah's names and attributes, in the field of Al-Qadr, and in the field and in many other fields. But nevertheless, in those early times, we find that the people never fell into the shirk that the people of the later times fell into. This was because all of the scholars, even if some of these sects, they had deviation in certain aspects of creed, like in Qadr, or like in the subject of Iman, or like in Allah's names and attributes, nevertheless, they never fell into the deviation of worshipping other things besides Allah. This happened in the 6th, 5th, 6th, 7th centuries. This is when it began to creep in. But before that time, all of the scholars, even amongst the Ash'aris, we see that they never ever did not fall into this deviation of worshipping other things besides Allah. So anyway, here I'm going to bring to you two quotations from Al-Qadi Abu Bakr Al-Baqilani, who is, as I said, the main individual who's responsible for establishing the Ash'ari Madhab after Abu al-Hasan al-Ash'ari himself, even though he repented from that in his lifetime. But he's in this book, Al-Insaf, and he says that وَالْإِمَانُ بِاللَّهِ وَالْإِمَانُ بِاللَّهِ تَعَالَى يَتَضَمَّنُ التَّوْحِيدَ لَهُ سُبْحَانَهُ وَالْوَصْفَ لَهُ بِصِفَاتِهِ وَنَفْيَ النَّقَائِصِ عَنْهُ الدَّالَةُ عَلَى حُدُوثِ مَنْ جَازَتْ عَلَيْهِ. So he says that Iman in Allah, the Most High, comprises his Tawheed, free is he from imperfection, and describing him with his attributes, and negating the deficiencies from him, such deficiencies that would show that he is, that he is created. And then he continues that Tawheed lahu, what Tawheed lahu, that making Tawheed of him is al-Iqrar bi annahu thabit mawjood, to affirm that he is established and exists, wa ilahun wahid, and that he is one deity, fardun ma'bud, that he is unique and worshipped, laysa kamithlihi shay, and there is none which is a likeness to him. And then he brings some verses. So here we've seen, so far he establishes that Allah exists, he is one ma'bud, he is one deity who is worshipped. And then in the second statement, which is even more clear, he says, and it is obligatory to know that the creator of the universe, may his power be lofty, is wahid ahad. He is one and he is unique. And the meaning of that, وَمَعْنَ ذَلِكَ أَنَّهُ لَيْسَ مَعَهُ إِلَاهٌ سِوَاهُ. And the meaning of that is that there is none which is an ilah besides him. There is no one which is an ilah, a deity besides him. And this is the most important part here. وَلَا مَنْ يَسْتَحِقُّ الْعِبَادَ إِلَّا إِيَّاهُ. This is the crux of the whole thing. And nor is there anyone who deserves to be worshipped except him alone. Now this statement that Al-Baqilani has just made here, you have to really understand the importance of this statement. Because this statement is a refutation of all of those people who claim to ascribe to Abu al-Hasan al-Ash'ari and claim to ascribe to Al-Baqilani and the early Ash'aris. Because here he has given basically he's established Tawheed al-Uluhiyya, and he's used the very words the likes of Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah and the likes of Shaykh al-Islam Muhammad bin Abdul Wahhab and the likes of our scholars Shaykh Abdul Aziz Ibn Baz and Shaykh al-Albani rahimahullah and Shaykh al-Uthaymin rahimahullah and all of the scholars of the da'wah after the time of Shaykh al-Islam Muhammad bin Abdul Wahhab. So the meaning of Tawheed is that there is no one who is deserving of worship except Allah alone. And this is Tawheed al-Uluhiyya. And here we have the most scholar in the founding of the Ash'ari Madhab. He says that the meaning, وَمَعْنَ ذَلِكَ أَنَّهُ لَيْسَ مَعَهُ إِلَهٌ سِوَاهُ وَلَا مَنْ يَسْتَحِقُّ الْعِبَادَ إِلَّا إِيَّاهُ. That the meaning of this is that when we say Allah is one and unique, we mean that there is no deity besides him and no one who deserves worship except him. And then he continues and he explains that you know Allah does not have any shabih, nor does he have any nadir. And he says, and we mean by this, and he repeats it a second time. وَنُرِيدُ بِذَلِكَ أَنَّ لَيْسَ مَعْهُ مَنْ يَسْتَحِقُّ الْإِلَهِيَّ سِوَاهُ. And that we mean by this that there is no one alongside him who deserves الْإِلَهِيَّ, meaning the right to be worshipped, besides him. So anyway, this is an absolute clear proof, because basically, the Ash'ari Madhab, all that the Ash'ari Madhab is trying to establish is that we believe that there's a creator. That's their understanding of Tawheed. That Tawheed means to establish that there is a creator, and that he is not created, he's not brought about. This is Tawheed to the Ash'aris. But this is incorrect. We've seen from all the previous lessons that this is opposed to the Tawheed that the Messenger is called to, and likewise it is opposed here to what is found in probably the most important scholar in the foundation of the Ash'ari Madhab, Al-Baqilani. And there are other proofs as well from Al-Bayhaqi, who is an Ash'ari scholar, and we can find proofs in his books as well to show that, for example, one of the proofs that they bring to show that the Quran is not created is that they prove that it is permissible to make isti'adha, to seek protection by way of the speech of Allah. And this proves that the speech of Allah is not created. Right, so this shows that they understood in that time that seeking refuge from something other than Allah was prohibited. Unlike what is done today, where these people, they justify seeking refuge from the dead, or from the righteous dead, or from other things. So anyway, this is a big topic in itself. The topic of proving and establishing that the early Ash'ari scholars, they understood the Tawheed that the messengers called to. But as for the later Ash'ari scholars, they deviated from that. And unfortunately, their understanding of Tawheed is something that is deficient, and is not the Tawheed that the messengers called to. So